This is Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.
I'm Johnny Hart. This is the Market Insights Market Pulse podcast. Let's join our guest for the day, Oanda Senior Market Analyst Kelvin Wong in Singapore. Good morning from London, Kelvin. How are you doing?
Hey, hi. Good afternoon over here and good morning to you, Johnny.
Now, plenty to talk about, particularly the week ahead. But before we do that, I'd like to reflect first on Friday's non-farm payroll numbers, those US jobs numbers, and the effect that it had on the market. We did speak to Trader Nick briefly after that, but it's good to get your view on it because obviously where you are in Asia Pacific, they hadn't actually seen those numbers yet and how much that has affected markets overall.
Yeah, sure. So if you look at it after the release of the non-farm payroll data, so what market participants are pretty much concerned about, the continuation of the downward revision of previous July data way below the 100K figure headline mark. And that could also increase the risk of Friday's data, which was August 1, to be revised downwards potentially in next month. So what we could see over here is a kind of a softening of the US labor market, playing on the narrative that the Fed may be late in the game of cutting interest rate. So that actually spooked risk assets as per se. So what we see over here is across the board, a sell-off in the major US stock indices. So the worst hit was the heavily mega cap concentrated AI NASDAQ 100, which almost fall very close to 6% that ended the entire week down at negative 5.9%. So that's around negative 6% for the NASDAQ 100 for the entire shorter week of last week. So it was actually its worst weekly decline since March 2023. So if you recall, that was actually during the onset of the US regional banking crisis. So what we could see over here is that, yes, there are actually now rising fears that the US economy may have already slipped into a recessionary environment.
So, of course, on the back of that, Kelvin, today we've seen some interesting data from China, which has been released, which is also pretty weak. So another example of a weakening global economy.
Yes, precisely. So if you look at China being the second engine of growth, if we talk about economic portion of economic size, it doesn't gel well for the global risk on narrative. China inflation continues to actually be in a state of deflationary spiral at risk again. Why? Because the inflation rate continues to slip. So if you look at from the core inflation in China that is actually excluding fresh food and energy, continues to decline for four consecutive months as it fell to 0.3% year on year in August from 0.4% that was printed in July. And factory gate prices, which is a producer price index, also shrunk by a higher magnitude of negative 1.8% year on year in August, much deeper than its 0.8% drop in July, and also came in below expectation where markets are actually expecting a negative 1.4% fall. And given the kind of a persistent trend of lackluster internal demand in China, that could also translate to a further potential into the benchmark European stock market indices, given the fact that China consumer is one of the key markets of this European key makers of luxury goods, cars and machinery. So something to look out for in the performance of this major benchmark European stock index.
Now, Kelvin, I mentioned the week ahead, plenty of very interesting data to look ahead to. Plus, of course, we've got this US presidential debate tomorrow. Markets will have an eye on that, won't they?
Yes, for sure, because this will be the first time Vice President Harris could be face-to-face with former President Trump, and perhaps it's their last live debate before the presidential election polls that will kickstart on the 5th of November. So market participants will be pretty much hearing Harris' point of view in her debate, especially pertaining to economic policies that kind of in a stark contrast to Trump. So at this point in time, Trump tax policies are more pro-business, whereas Harris policies tends to target the middle class and the man in the street. And so far, Harris pretty much interesting. She's been pretty much silent on her predecessor's Biden's trade relationship policy with China. So if you recall, before Biden stepped out of the US presidential election for this year, he did advocate for a kind of a tiering tariff systems on China imports towards US. Was it a stark difference from Trump's blanket tariff policy of slapping an all-out 60% across the board all of China products coming into the US? So pretty much interesting to hear Harry's stance on that front as well.
And it's important to note, Kelvin, that if you look at the latest polls, Trump is starting to make a bit of ground on Harris. Now, you know, we all know that markets don't like uncertainty, but it's incredibly uncertain at the moment. And actually, this debate tomorrow night could make a difference, because we're talking about a 1% difference in the polls at the moment, depending on which poll you believe.
Sure, precisely. Even likewise, even the live betting markets on the average is showing a very kind of a neck-to-neck race at this juncture.
Indeed. Okay, so to close up the week to come, we've got US CPI. In fact, that could have a bearing on the election as well, because if it's another weak number, that means it could be a 50 basis points cut from the Fed when it comes to the rate cut coming up. And also, talking of rate cuts, we've got the ECB on Thursday, who look absolutely nailed on to cut their rates.
Yes, precisely. So we're talking about for ECB, more or less market has really kind of priced in another 25 basis point cut. So there'll be the second cut to bring down the main refinancing rate to 4%. From 4.25%. And what's market interesting over here will be two things. ECB will update its key economic projection for Eurozone inflationary trend and as well as economic growth trend. Market will be paying very close attention to that to actually has a glimpse on what ECB officials are going to think about going forward. And also, the press conference by ECB Governor Lagarde will also be pretty much watched as well to gauge her tonality about her view about the ongoing Eurozone weak economic growth weakness that more or less kind of directly being impacted by this persistent weak and sluggish internal demand out from China. So if she do sound rather dovish during the press conference, and as well as if Eurozone economic projection on inflationary trend and its GDP growth trajectory for the next coming year is being kind of revised downwards, that could actually increase the chance of another potential rate cut before 2024 ends.
Okay, Kelvin, thank you very much for joining us today. Really interesting to hear your thoughts. We'll speak to you again next week.
My pleasure.
Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.